If we don't put medical freedom in the Constitution, the time will come when medicine will organize into an undercover dictatorship to restrict the art of healing to one class of men and deny equal privileges to others. H.R. 6666, House Resolution 6666, is called COVID-19 Testing, Reaching, and Contacting Everyone Act. And its sort of acronym is the TRACE Act. And it says that it's $100 billion to be allocated by Congress this year, 2020, for contact tracing. Now, what is contact tracing? Contact tracing is the idea that you can contain an infectious disease if you don't have good treatments or you don't have any other means of prevention. You find the person who's infectious, you put them in isolation, and then, you know, during the period when they might infect people, they can't because they're in isolation. It's a particularly good idea at a beginning of an outbreak, like was used in Asia in some countries. In the United States, where this has now been going on for 4 months, this makes zero sense. We already know in some populations, there's like 90% of the people already have antibodies to COVID-19. So the idea of contact tracing to find out who's sick and to isolate them in this country is questionable. But what's really frightening is that this is a bill that in its very name says they want to watch, they want to surveil everyone. And the idea is that they want to hire people from communities. So who gets to hire people? It's going to be the director of the CDC. Polly, you and I know that the CDC has suppressed its whistleblower. They have things on their website that say vaccines don't cause autism. We know that the CDC has destroyed scientific evidence. We know that they botched the testing for COVID-19 at the beginning of this epidemic. This is being rewarded for incompetence, okay? That is what this $100 billion is this is a reward for outstanding incompetence. But the CDC director is going to be able to allocate this money to basically any organization he wants. And then the idea is that they will hire people locally in the community to go be contact tracers. And they will try to find out, okay, who's sick with COVID-19? And they will allegedly, they get to go to these people's homes. And they don't have a warrant, so they don't have a right to go inside, according to the bill. It doesn't say that. But they get to ask people, did you come into contact with Joe Blow? And if you did, they want to be able to give you a diagnostic test. And what they really want to be able to do is to isolate people that they believe are infectious. Now, the World Health Organization, Dr. Ryan, has already said
most of the transmission that's actually happening in many countries now is happening in the household at family level. In some senses, transmission has been taken off the streets and pushed back into family units. Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them in a safe and dignified manner.
They want to be able to take out of that family the person who's infectious and put them in some separate place so that they don't infect other people. Now, I don't know about you, Polly, but if I had a young child at home, the last place in the world I would want my child to be if they were sick would be with strangers in a facility with people they don't know with other sick children. And that is what is happening already in this country. And what HR 6666, the TRACE Act, would do would be to nationalize this system and to have people at doorsteps throughout the country by community members coming and saying, are you sick? I saw you coughing in church yesterday. I saw you coughing in Mr. Jones's store, and asking to test that person. And of course, right now it's voluntary. But it's not clear to me, Polly, that this is ultimately going to be voluntary. One of the most scary things about this bill to me is it says in its title, it says they're going to have these mobile health units go to individuals' residences and for other purposes. What other purposes? That's unconstitutionally vague in my view. But I think this is going to be the task force for door-to-door vaccination. I mean, that's what it looks like to me. And these contact tracers are not going to be physicians. These are going to be community members. And they are probably, honestly, going to be people who get a little bit of power, who get a nice salary in a Great Depression, and they are going to use their authority. And they're not going to come up and say, oh, I want to ensure that, you know, you give us your prior free and informed consent. We know that that's not how it works, Polly, with vaccination. It's going to be, we're here to test you and you need to let us in right now. And an awful lot of people are not going to be educated and they're going to let them come in. And then there are going to be laws in place that say if somebody's infected, they have to be isolated. So this is a slippery slope. And 58 members of Congress are on this bill right now. To me, that is shocking. This is truly an Orwellian bill. This is a sort of big pharma, big data, big telecom, all together. And if we don't stand up to this now and say, no way, this is un-American, it violates human rights. We at Children's Health Defense have a take action button, click to take action. I encourage people, if they don't want this going forward, go to the Children's Health Defense website, childrenshealthdefense.org, and click to take action. Send a letter. It's one click. Send a letter to your congressperson and say, no, I don't want this kind of legislation. I don't want surveillance. I don't want forced medicine. I don't want people showing up at my doorstep. I don't want a healthcare police force. We don't have basic healthcare for millions of people in this country. And yet here is $100 billion going to an agency that has failed us horribly to create a health police force. That's what this really is. This is the Testing, Reaching, and Contacting Everyone Act. This is everyone. There is nobody. This does not touch, not nobody, okay? So everyone needs, if they don't want to live in something beyond George Orwell's imagination, this is this is not even the screen in your living room. This is going to be tracking people on your cell phone. This is having people show up at your door on a regular basis to check whether or not anybody is sick. That's what this says. So if you don't want that, you better speak up and let the world know. We need to be loud. We really need to show the world that there are millions of people who are not down with the new surveillance vaccine state that is being foisted on us by a group of billionaires who stand to make trillions of dollars while we are impoverished and people die. That's really the stark reality that's before us. So as you know, Polly, just like you, we are being censored. We put out an email in our newsletter about Bill Gates, and we were taken off of MailChimp. Our Facebook page is censored. We tried to do something on Instagram. We were censored. So what we need from people is their email addresses. The easiest way for you to get that to us is sign up for our free newsletter. We send out articles almost on a daily basis and videos. We are giving you some of the best frontline information that you need about what is unfolding around us. We are engaged in litigation. We give you updates on that. We're involved in 5G. We're involved in glyphosate. We're involved in fluoride. We're involved in vaccines. We're involved in following what's going on with Dr. Fauci and, you know, Bill Gates and the whole COVID-19. So if these are issues you care about, we can anticipate more censorship. Realistically, we have to anticipate that. Give us your email address so that we can stay in touch with you. We need to be in touch with you. Our greatest strength as a community, Polly, is our numbers, our intelligence, and our drive. We don't have the money. We don't have the institutions. We don't have the levers of power. But we have a level of commitment that they can only dream about. And we have numbers in the millions if we can come together and coordinate our efforts.